Trump joins world's leaders condemning Sri Lanka terror attack. By Simon Kent on April 21, 2019. President Donald Trump is offering heartfelt condolences after the deadly terror attacks in Sri Lanka, joining other world leaders who have condemned the Easter Sunday atrocity that claimed 207 lives. More than 200 people were killed and hundreds more hospitalized from injuries after a series of blasts devastated three churches and three luxury hotels in the Asian country. 138 people have been killed in Sri Lanka, with more than 600 badly injured, in a terrorist attack on churches and hotels. The United States offers heartfelt condolences to the great people of Sri Lanka. We stand ready to help. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump. April 21, 2019. Pope Francis denounced the cruel violence of the attacks and is praying for all those who are suffering from the bloodshed. He added an appeal at the end of his traditional Easter Sunday blessing to address the massacre which killed more than 130 people. Speaking from the Loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, Francis said, "I want to express my loving closeness to the Christian community, targeted while they were gathered in prayer, and all the victims of such cruel violence." He added, "I entrust to the Lord all those who were tragically killed and pray for the injured and all those who are suffering as a result of this dramatic event." French President Emmanuel Macron added his voice in a tweet. "We are deeply saddened by the terrorist attacks against churches and hotels in Sri Lanka. We firmly condemn these odious acts. We stand by the people of Sri Lanka and our thoughts go out to the loved ones of the victims on this Easter Sunday." Emmanuel Macron, at Emmanuel Macron. April 21, 2019. British Prime Minister Theresa May condemned what she called the truly appalling attacks in Sri Lanka. May said on Twitter that the acts of violence against churches and hotels in Sri Lanka are truly appalling, and my deepest sympathies go out to all of those affected at this tragic time. She added, "We must stand together to make sure that no one should ever have to practice their faith in fear." "The acts of violence against churches and hotels in Sri Lanka are truly appalling, and my deepest sympathies go out to all of those affected at this tragic time. We must stand together to make sure that no one should ever have to practice their faith in fear." Theresa May, at Theresa_May, April 21, 2019. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the blasts an assault on all of humanity, while Russian President Vladimir Putin denounced them as cruel and cynical. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.